Hello, church. Today is Friday, August 30th, and my name is Renee Dreiling. And in today's prayer challenge, we are going to be praying for those who have fallen away from faith and from God. It is with much sadness and a tremendous heart burden that we lift these individuals up today. Whether it was due to a tragedy, a loss, an addiction, the wrong group of friends, we all know someone that comes to mind when we bring up being far from God. Maybe it's you. But no matter what the reason or the circumstances, I want to remind you today that there is always hope. I am reminded of a verse in 1 John chapter 2 in which it says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world." The desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life. Wow, I think we can all relate to these temptations rather quickly, and it is far too easy to get sucked into the world's ways. But my husband Matt always says something that really sticks with me. He says, "The only difference between me and the person that has fallen away or has never known God is God's grace. It is by His power and His alone that we are saved and held safe. And it is also by His power that those we love will be saved as well." For those that are struggling with life, purpose, and meaning, we pray that God would open their eyes to the emptiness that this world provides and the life that only He can give. May their endeavors only lead them to the end of themselves and back to Him. May He soften the hearts of all those that have gone astray, and prepare them for those that He is going to bring into their lives to deliver the gospel message in the manner and timing that only He knows will be prosperous. For the parent, grandparent, or guardian that has seen their child go astray, I pray that God would renew your faith in His plans. I encourage you to continue to be a light and a loving safe haven, and let God do the work that only He can do. One of my favorite sayings is, "We are all still alive because of Grandma's prayers." Heavenly Father, today we lift up the person that has gone astray from You and from his or her faith. This was no surprise to You, and we know that in all things You work them together to bring about good and to fulfill Your will. Lord, we pray for soft hearts and boldly ask that You would bring Your people to the end of this world, to the end of themselves, so that they can finally receive what it is they have been looking for, the love of the Father. We pray for the loved one that is standing by feeling powerless to institute change. Give them trust in Your timing, Your steadfast hope, and Your strength to surrender it all to You. And it's in Your heavenly name that I pray. Amen.